Hi again, everybody, and welcome into NewOrleansSaints.com. And as we do each and every day at the end of training camp, we'll put a wrap on the day's activities. This one, obviously, a special day, the black and gold scrimmage here this morning at the Greenbrier. And so with that, a little special coverage today, a roundtable discussion, not only discussing the storylines of camp so far, but today's scrimmage that lasted just under 2 hours by the time it was all said and done. With that, we all know John DeShazer on our left here from NewOrleansSaints.com, Sean Fazan from Fox 8 Sports, and the voice of the New Orleans Saints, Jim Anderson. Well, guys, maybe we should just start with general thoughts on the day. I know it's still probably fresh in your minds as to what we witnessed today. Jim, we'll start to you. You're closest to me.
Most entertaining black and gold scrimmage I think I've ever seen. A lot of offense, a lot of enthusiasm, packed house, weather contributed to that. Some excellent play by some individuals. I know you'll get to all of that. Brandon Cooks, Traveris Cadet, Marcus Ball, number of people really stood out. So I think all in all, it was the best black and gold scrimmage I've seen in a long, long time, perhaps ever.
Sean, what about you?
You know, I would have to agree. It really was a good ebb and flow, very entertaining. We were joking, you know, last year at this time, we didn't have enough highlights to show on our sportscast. Mm. Well, we have plenty tonight. So all in all, a very good black and gold scrimmage with some great individual efforts.
Well, obviously, I hadn't done this as long as these two. Well, no. Pretty good scrimmage. You like what you saw, especially offensively out of this team. Obviously, you would expect to see great offense from this team, but yeah, I like the ebb and flow of it all.
Drew Brees did not go today. That gave some extra reps for Ryan Griffin and Luke McCown, which I think probably plays nicely into what we'll see in the preseason games themselves.
Yeah, without question. I mean, now they go on to St. Louis. Drew would probably have only played a series anyway. Maybe now he doesn't play at all. And Sam Bradford's probably not going to play much, if any, for the Rams. So you're going to see a lot more of the Luke McCowns and the Ryan Griffins. And I thought Ryan Griffin looked very confident, very poised out there today. So it was a good day for him.
With regard to whether we pick a winner or a loser, do we even do that in this particular format?
You know, I thought it was a good ebb and flow. I thought both sides made some plays. I don't know that I would go winner or loser in this format, given the personnel mixing, matching, and all that. So I thought overall both sides made some plays. So I'm not sure if it's fair to pick a winner versus loser. I thought overall a lot of players did a lot of good things.
Yeah, I guess if I had to speak on it, I will say this. I think the defense was a little bit more discouraged than the offense made as many plays as they made, but they felt like they kind of came around defensively at the end.
Yeah, and David Hawthorne and others said too, JD, that it's hard to tell how well your defense is playing when you're not going to leave your feet to make a tackle. You're not bringing guys down to the ground unless you're Kenny Vaccaro on Jimmy Graham. But for the most part, you're not going to hit these guys. It's thump and go. So I think it's a little harder for the defense to really play as well as they'd like to under these circumstances.
All right, the highlights. Let's talk about that. I know number 10 is going to come up here pretty quickly. And you, the three of us were just talking a few moments ago. It's almost as if it doesn't seem real or you're waiting for the train to slow down. But Brandon Cooks certainly was one to impress again today.
Well, Sean and I were just saying, and Hokie and I have said this throughout the week, I haven't seen Brandon Cooks drop a ball, doing anything. I mean, returning punts, returning kickoffs, carrying the ball, having the ball thrown to him. He just seems like he can do it all. He's got great straight line speed. He can contest for the ball downfield. I saw him blocking on the perimeter today on a running play. He just undressed Rod Sweeting out in the flat with the quickness of his feet, and he seems to be a very mature kid as well. So I think all these things point to stardom for this kid. It's awfully early to say that, but what it looks like, he's got everything they want.
Well, he really looks good right now, and you know, we were saying we all want to compare him to somebody, but I don't think the Saints have ever had a weapon like this at their disposal at the wide receiver position. He can catch the ball. What I'm really impressed with is the route diversity. You see him comeback routes. You see out routes. You see deep routes. You see him going up and getting the ball. You see him going down and getting the ball. You see the quickness you saw against Rod Sweeting. So it's hard to not get excited about Brandon Cooks. And like we said, you keep waiting for the gotcha moment. This is where it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. This is where it's going to stop. But it keeps coming every single day, play after play, day after day. He's really been impressive.
Yeah, you almost feel like we kind of overhype it some, but when you hear his teammates, grown men in the NFL, refer to him as electric, you keep hearing that word electric. I wouldn't want to have to cover him. And you see the things that he can do with the football, as Jim mentioned. There isn't anything he can't do. There's no route he can't run. Maybe a DeSean Jackson, maybe. But, I mean, he's got the kind of speed that changes games.
All right, who do we want to add to the list as far as players of the day, the ones that stood out to you all?
Jimmy Graham, as usual. It's hard to name anybody really on defense besides Marcus Ball. He also had a safety blitz late in the where he came home free against the quarterback. So I think Marcus Ball had a really big day for himself, and I think Sean pointed that out in his post-game remarks. He went on and on about Marcus Ball. You know, to me, that's going to be a position on this team that if Kenny Vaccaro can stay healthy, is going to be so much better than it was last year. You saw Malcolm Jenkins and you saw Roman Harper, two guys the Saints didn't want to have with them any longer. They couldn't make plays. They couldn't get to the ball. Roman Harper couldn't run. If you've got Kenny Vaccaro healthy and you've got Bush backing him up, you've got the young rookie that looks like he may make the team. You got Marcus Ball, who's going to help you on special teams as well. I think that safety position, if Kenny Vaccaro stays healthy, and with Jairus Byrd, who we haven't even seen yet, is going to be one of the biggest factors of improvement on this football team.
I'll throw two more names out there. Treveris Cadet, to me, had a great day. We talk about the Darren Sproles role. Maybe he's the guy that fills that role. Today, he had that beautiful cutback run where he got the big touchdown run. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. Really looks good with that one-cut style. And also, opposite side of the ball, Keenan Lewis had a good day. A couple nice pass breakups down there. He is every bit the player the Saints thought he would be when he signed here last year. Maybe even more, because he is probably the closest thing they've had to a shutdown corner that they've ever had here.
I think one guy I'd like to point out is Mark Ingram. I saw him catch a swing pass. Not a big deal, but for a guy like Mark Ingram, it is, because you've got to show some versatility. You can't be one-dimensional. He can't be a guy when he's on the field, the defense knows exactly what he's going to do. If he can make do with some of those swing passes, he can stay on the field a little bit longer, make that offense a little bit more diverse when he's on the field.
Yeah, in fact, it was Mark Ingram who scored the first touchdown of the day, and that was fairly early on. We saw a lot of long field drives by the offense today, and then a lot of situational things, too. Out of the situational aspects of the scrimmage, and we can include special teams on that, did anything stick out?
No.
Okay.
Nothing that really comes to mind. I mean, the cutback runs by Treveris Cadet in the red zone, I thought he ran with great vision. He's going to help him down there. You saw the pass to the fullback down in the red zone as well on goal line. To me, this is a much more well-oiled machine offensively than I expected to see this early in camp, and especially without Drew Brees in there.
I'll throw in Treveris Cadet's punt return. It was a nice punt return, kind of got the crowd going a little bit during that special teams period. So overall, I keep saying it, but I mean, it was a good kind of flow to practice where a lot of good things that you like and just enough things to correct, and you go back and watch the tape.
All right, the weather. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Well, also, I think it was Brandon Cooks maybe on the punt return who got in the seam. But as Jim mentioned, difficult to know what guys are actually doing if you can't get off your feet and get to the football. But he got in the seam, and I think it was the same play where Jaron Hamm was injured. But he got into the seam, and that was a wow factor when you get him in space, what he can do.
Weather's been a storyline at training camp all throughout. The weather is a storyline again today. In the fact that it was kind of a non-factor. Temperatures were about in the 60s today. And once again, the rain holds off for Sean Payton. It is unbelievable how that's happened so far. Speaking of storylines, we'll wrap with this. I want each of you to take a storyline that we had early in camp and see how it related or was answered in some small way today via the scrimmage.
Well, I guess I'd have to say Brandon Cooks. The expectations of him were great, but not nearly as great as they were for Reggie when Reggie came here. And I really think that you're going to see a lot of those comparisons between Reggie and Brandon Cooks, and in the way that Sean Payton handles them. He really is trying to keep the lid. You could see that in his post-game press conference. Really keep the lid on the enthusiasm for Brandon Cooks. He sees what we all see, but he kind of learned, I think, in the way that he handled Reggie, how this can get out of hand. Now, I think Cooks is a different guy maybe than Reggie was. He didn't win the Heisman Trophy and come in here with all the acclaim that he had, but I was looking through some of my notes, and you know, everybody talked about Brandon Cooks ran the fastest 40 among receivers at the Combine, 4.33. That's exactly what Reggie ran when he ran his pro day at USC. So it's going to be interesting to me to see how this whole situation plays out and how Sean continues to keep the lid on this guy, if you can keep it on.
Ryan Griffin, to me, I felt like he's kind of been in the lead for that backup quarterback position battle throughout training camp, but there's always so much you can see with practice. At least today in the live scrimmage, I felt like he played well, very decisive, very accurate, and very productive today. So Ryan Griffin had a nice day today.
Yeah, I'm going to go Patrick Robinson, even though his chief competitor, Champ Bailey, has not been available the last couple of days. But I think Patrick Robinson is kind of establishing himself at that right cornerback. I think he's going to be the guy.
And I'll take the Saints defense. I think that while we saw a lot of offensive highlights today, as you had pointed out, with regard to what they can put around Vaccaro at this point and some of these younger edge guys, Rob Ryan's defense, with the experience that's been gained up front now in a 3-year in his system, I saw versatility with what things they want to try and accomplish. And I think this defense is going to be just as salty, if not more so than last year. But again, a lot to digest in one scrimmage today. And that kind of leads us to what's next. As you all have been through more and more training camps, you know the signposts, you know the mile markers. What does today represent, and what is now to come here as we get toward next weekend?
I think it was all positive today. I really do. And also the fact that they didn't have any major injuries. You'll have to keep your eye on Drew, who's never been hurt as a Saint for the most part, and see how that plays out. But I think everything is positive coming out of this. And now we'll look forward to St. Louis. And one of the big things that will be brought up early this week is Greg Williams' defense. And will he blitz Sean Payton's offense? And my guess would be no, this is not going to be the 49ers against the Saints a couple of years ago, Harbaugh against Sean Payton. I think it'll be a very vanilla offensive and defensive performance in the first game, considering the injuries each team has and considering, I think, the mutual respect both Greg Williams and Sean Payton have for each other.
I'm going to go. I think they're at the point of training camp. Progress-wise, I think they're right where they need to be, and I think today kind of illustrated that. You saw some good plays, some bad plays, typical for training camp. And I think in this next week here, maybe some, a little more specific things like the red zone, goal line. We still have yet to see the goal line drill in training camp. All those kind of fine-tuned type specialty situations maybe come up this week at training camp.
Yeah, I'm just interested to see what these guys do in the preseason game. The backup guys, the Pierre Warrens and the Marcus Balls, see if they can translate it, see if they can move it from this field to St. Louis.
All right. A day off for the Saints. Well, actually a day and a half. They get the rest of today and then a full day off tomorrow here at the Greenbrier in West Virginia. Back to practice on Monday. Coach Payton did say yesterday that while they started the red zone install yesterday, they're going to go right back to it tomorrow. That kind of speaks to some of the fine-tuning and smaller packages that we'll see. As far as the rest of our coverage goes on NewOrleansSaints.com, the players and coach who all spoke after the scrimmage today, you'll find those videos as you go throughout the afternoon and evening on NewOrleansSaints.com. And then, of course, we'll be back with you with Black and Blue Report, Morning Report, Afternoon Wrap, and all the others on Monday with regard to our continuing coverage here from the Greenbrier in West Virginia. John DeShazer, Sean Fazan, Jim Henderson, thank you very much. Good insight today.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
And we'll be with you throughout the weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Go Saints.